Your agency already uses energy savings performance contracts to complete energy saving projects without having to spend any money up front. Senator Tom Carper of Delaware wants your agency to use them for vehicles, too, not just buildings. It's one provision in the Reducing Federal Energy Dollars Act of 2011. Senator Carper told me today why he thinks ESPCs for vehicles will save your agency money.
We want to be able to use some the private sector, some market forces in a different way to reduce energy costs, and not just to focus on our buildings. We've had, I think, in the last year or two, we've been able to have contracts awarded, I think, to about 25 different agencies in 49 states, and over 500 energy savings performance contracts. This is where somebody other than the federal government comes in, makes energy efficiency enhancements to buildings in order to reduce the energy consumption in those buildings. The savings from using less energy then go to pay for the contractor who's done the energy efficiency work. If there's any additional savings beyond that, then that comes back to the federal government, to the agency, or to the federal government. We do that in hundreds of buildings. We call them energy savings performance contracts. We don't do that for mobile sources or mobile consumers of energy, trucks, cars, vans, that sort of thing. So one of the things that our bill does is it says we're going to allow these energy savings performance contracts where we use private sector money to come in and make our mobile fleet, our mobile users of energy, more energy efficient. To the extent that they use less energy in our mobile fleets, then that money is used to pay for these contracts. Anything left over comes back to the federal government. Another thing that we do over at the VA, they do a very good job of better managing the energy use of their personal computers, and they've used I'm told hardware changes in order to make sure at night or on weekends when nobody's using their computers, they have the ability to basically cut them off, and they saved I believe something like $10-12 million last year at the VA in order to by making these changes. Well, why don't we take what's been done at the VA and spread it across the rest of the government? So that's one of the other things that we'll do with our legislation. And the last thing, we've learned that transparency and openness can be a really good thing in terms of controlling costs. We only have so many auditors, so many subcommittees like my subcommittee in Homeland Security Government Affairs that are being a watchdog or doing oversight. One of the things we've learned is if we can actually disclose openly how energy efficient our federal agencies are or are not, what that will do is enable us to recruit or to leverage our effectiveness to reduce energy consumption. Transparency is the best disinfectant, and we just want to be far more transparent in the use of energy by agencies across the board. And those that are doing a good job, they'll get accolades. Those that aren't, they'll learn from the folks that are doing a good job.
It seems to me that's as much a performance issue at agencies as it is an energy usage issue also.
Well, it is. And one of the things the president's been pushing for, and we've been pushing him to do this, is to focus more on performance and on results. And we're doing that, and I give the administration high marks because that initiative works hand in glove with this one.
Is there a potential here? We covered your hearing on the Postal Service yesterday. Is there potential here with the energy savings performance contracts on vehicles for the Postal Service to get involved and realize some of these savings?
The Postal Service is actually doing a good job on focusing on energy efficiency in their buildings, and they're saving, I think, a nice chunk of change on their buildings. We drilled down yesterday to see if there are similar kinds of savings that can be realized on their mobile fleet, and one of the problems with the mobile fleet, it's a good thing, but they only go about 17 miles on average a day. So it's not like they're using enormous amounts of energy. They're only using maybe a gallon or two of fuel per day. And having said that, we don't have the kind of money in the Postal Service today to go out and retrofit their fleet. The average age of the fleet is anywhere from 17 to 23 years of age. They're getting to the point in a couple of years they're going to have to change out their fleet. And by that point in time, we not only want to be able to get vehicles that are far more energy efficient, that will help, but also to see if there's some way to use these performance contracts, energy savings performance contracts with the Postal Service, just as we're doing with, hopefully, with other agencies under this legislation.
For the the person who's not involved with the energy conservation effort directly at an agency, for the person who's not involved in the IT shop at an agency where you're talking about better energy use of the computer systems and so on, what will this look like? What will their jobs look like, if at all, differently when this legislation passes, if it does?
You're asking for the folks who actually work in the employees?
Yeah, the rank and file Mr. and Ms. Federal employee.
Well, to the extent that we can save money by doing a better job on energy consumption, to the extent we can save money by better managing our IT contracts, what it means at the end of the day, it's less money that we have to take out of the budget in ways that will affect people's salaries, in ways people affect people's benefits, and the last thing, you know, we want people to want to work for the federal government. We want them to find the compensation packages attractive. So the idea is, if we can find some other smart ways to save money, then we can still be able to attract and retain a well-qualified, motivated workforce.
Senator Tom Carper, and talking about the Reducing Federal Energy Dollars Act of 2011, what difference it might make, even if you're not directly affected by the contracting provisions and so on, how it might make your job look different if it's implemented. It's In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You can find out more about that act, and you can hear my conversation with Senator Carper anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com.